it can increase your own risk of suicide, especially if you're already feeling depressed, down, and already thinking about death. But it's important to remember that suicide is not caused by one thing. It's usually a mix of factors, sort of that perfect storm that pushes somebody to act on their suicidal thinking.
At the same time, we in the media, when we cover these situations, are we contributing to the problem?
The media's coverage of suicide plays a role, but it's not so much just covering it, but how we talk about suicide. So, for example, if we report on a death by suicide by talking about the means that they used, that plays a role. Or if we talk about suicide as inevitable, that somebody who has suicidal thoughts, there's no way to stop them because suicide is preventable.
So it's important to talk about the issue. It's important to talk about it being preventable. How?
You can get help. There's help out there for people who are struggling with suicidal thoughts. For example, there's a national suicide prevention line, 1-800-273-TALK. There's a number people can text by texting the word TALK to the number 741741. And it's not just someone who's feeling suicidal who can access these helplines. If I know somebody that I'm worried about who may be suicidal, I can call these helplines for help. So there's many ways to keep somebody with suicidal thoughts from acting on them.
I want to come back to the news of the day then. What about for people in communities like Parkland, like Newtown, or other places that have experienced mass shootings? What can people be doing?
So communities that have experienced mass shootings are going to be dealing with trauma and grief and things like PTSD for a long time. And so what people in these communities can do is really look out for those who were perhaps survivors of these shootings, who have relatives who died in these shootings, and step in and check in on them. The thing that experts tell me is it's important to ask somebody who's struggling, hey, are you okay? Are you considering harming yourself? Because that's the question that often people hesitate to ask, but that can open up a conversation and lead someone in need getting help.
That's Ritu Chatterjee. Thank you so much for your reporting.
Thank you.